From a quarantine studio brought to you by KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. President Donald Trump's raucous and frequent political rallies have come to a standstill in the era of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Trump has turned to frequent press briefings from the White House with his coronavirus task force in order to remain in the public eye as he eyes re-election this November. But after getting uncomfortable scrutiny from reporters, Trump has settled on his favorite media outlet, Fox News, where his perpetually incorrect and deadly notions about the virus are being amplified. My guest is Julie Milliken, Vice President of Media Matters for America. Welcome to the program, Julie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how has he relied on Fox News during this pandemic? He has, of course, relied on this outlet throughout his career as president. Have his appearances ramped up since the pandemic began or changed in any way?
Well, what we've been seeing is largely a continuation of the trend of Fox having far greater influence on Trump than actual experts in the field. As far as appearances go, since Pence has taken over the administration's response to the pandemic, we have seen that administration officials have been primarily appearing on Fox News. There have been some limited appearances on other outlets, notably Dr. Fauci it has been probably the most frequent guest on other outlets. Outside of him, Fox has been dominating once again. Additionally, what we're seeing is a lot of the things that the president is promoting has been coming directly from Fox News once again. Perhaps most significantly, I know everybody's been hearing a lot about potential treatments for coronavirus that Trump has been promoting around medications that are not yet FDA approved to treat COVID-19, specifically like chloroquine and hydrochloroquine. Now, these are two drugs that are FDA approved for other purposes, but really haven't had any clinical trials to show the effectiveness of its use for treatment for COVID-19 patients. However, if you will listen to people on Fox and if you listen to the president, it's a miracle drug that can cure the disease, and the FDA should stop dragging its feet and just immediately approve it for use. Where this is coming from is a doctor, a lawyer that he was promoting a white paper that he published that erroneously also affiliated him with Stanford Medical School. And he's not affiliated with Stanford Medical School. He's not a doctor. He published this white paper and then blanketed the right-wing media, particularly on Fox, trumpeting claims about the effectiveness of using these drugs to treat COVID-19. From there, that seems to have inspired Trump to say that we need to take a look at the FDA needs to approve this. We need to get this out there that, you know, people should be taking it right away. When reality is, we don't know if it's effective. The only research that we've seen so far on it has involved an extremely small study out of France that's very limited. So it's hard to extrapolate whether or not this is safe for use, but that's not stopping Trump from promoting it and the right-wing media from going all in on it. And we're already seeing that there's been some harmful consequences of that. People who take this drug regularly for its prescribed use are having a hard time getting it now because people have been hoarding it. And we've also seen other people take more extreme measures, like dosing themselves with a fish tank cleaning solution that contains this chemical in it. And we saw a couple in Arizona do that because they thought that this would prevent them from getting the virus. And in fact, the husband, both of them overdosed, and the husband died from taking this. So
it's very easy to overdose this drug. Even one extra gram of it can cause overdose. So here you have a president who has claimed that he's such a genius, that this is in his blood, this is in his family. He really gets this kind of stuff, who repeatedly makes claims that contradict one another. At one point, he was saying that it wasn't a problem, that the virus would just miraculously disappear. And then when the WHO WHO declared it a pandemic, claimed that he knew for weeks that it was a pandemic, and he's always known it's a pandemic. So he appeared with his coronavirus task force that includes a couple of doctors, that includes the vice president. Sometimes we see Attorney General William Barr at these White House press briefings. And I understand that he basically hasn't had White House press briefings at all, maybe like once or twice before this. And reporters started asking him direct questions, and he didn't like it, right?
That's correct, yes. In particular, a reporter, well, there's been several instances, actually, of reporters asking him direct questions that he didn't like. A PBS NewsHour reporter asked him a question related to the administration, whether or not they had been taking it as seriously as they needed to. He decided that was a nasty question. Another reporter NBC were asked a question, just asking him just basic question that you would ask of any president: what do you say to Americans who are scared?
And in fact, that was a softball question, because that was an opportunity for him to say something very leaderly and stroke his own ego.
Exactly. It wasn't even a critical question at all. And he was immediately triggered by it and dressed down the reporter, said a lot of terrible things. And it just kind of goes back to the fact that this is the most thin-skinned president I think I've ever experienced in my lifetime, at least, I would say, venture to guess almost ever, who absolutely cannot handle even like the slightest hint of criticism. That's what makes his reliance on Fox News so dangerous. Their coverage is so sycophantic in nature, and all of it, anything that Trump does, they're just going to prop up, cheerlead, celebrate, and attack and dress down anybody who disagrees with him. And we're going to see that this has deadly consequences. Part of the reason why the administration dragged their response, or dragged their feet into acknowledging that this was a problem, was because Fox News and therefore the president had staked out a position early that this pandemic wasn't an issue.
And it was a hoax by the Democrats, apparently.
Yes. Yeah, a hoax by the Democrats, and the media that was reporting on it were out to get Trump, and they were only reporting on it to trump up something and make everybody overreact and make people blame Trump for, this thing, this hoax thing that wasn't really happening. And that it cost lives, period. That cost lives. And now they're scrambling to play catch up, and they're doing a terrible job at that too. Instead of actually listening to experts, instead of taking measures that are needed in order to amp up our ability to test people, to contain like the spread of this, to take even basic social distancing measures, they're just half steps and lies that are coming out of the administration and that are being repeated by the right-wing media. And it's unconscionable that they're allowing this to happen.
And this has very real consequences. I mean, we're covering this and we're analyzing Fox News coverage because it has deadly consequences. There was a report in, there was a new poll by Reuters Ipsos that showed that now 7 in 10 Americans consider the coronavirus to be a serious threat. An earlier poll found that's just a week ago found 63% of Democrats considered it serious. Only 49% of Republicans said they considered it to be serious. As soon as Fox News and Trump started taking it seriously, you saw that percentage among Republicans go up significantly. And when people take it significantly and seriously, they're going to quarantine themselves, enact those social distancing measures, and have lower risk for their lives and the lives of other people. So this has real world consequences. Now, what about Dr. Fauci? You were mentioning earlier that he is someone that has been the sort of face of this coronavirus the response from the White House. And he let slip in recent news reports that he doesn't agree with the president, all the time. Have you noticed what kind of coverage Fox News is giving to him and consequently Trump giving to Dr. Fauci?
Right. So what we saw, I thought that there was a series of interviews that came out over the weekend with Dr. Fauci, where he was really blunt in ways that you just don't typically see. people, you know, anywhere near Trump being is blunt about what it's like to work with him while they're working with him. So he said things about, you know, when asked about the fact that Trump tends to deliver a lot of like inaccurate statements while he's doing these press conferences and press briefings. You know, he was like, what am I supposed to do? You know, jump up and knock him out of the way and, you know, take the microphone away from him, you know, and that obviously is the type of thing, the type of criticism that's really going to get under Trump's skin, despite the fact that he's trying to put on a public face right now to make it look like he's okay with what Dr. Fauci has said and is okay with, you know, hearing contradictory opinions to his own, et cetera. We all know that that's not true. And so I thought it was interesting that Monday and Tuesday, following some of these interviews that came out over the weekend, you didn't see him as much. I don't think he appeared in the press conference at all, a press briefing at all on Monday. And on Tuesday, you know, after Trump received a lot of questions about it, you saw him back in, but he didn't, you know, had a more subdued tone. On Fox and on others, right-wing media, it's interesting. There's a little bit of a split, but really on the far-right media is where we're starting to see like the hints of criticism and the attacks around Fauci coming back. That's generally where this type of thing starts too. So we're seeing in like far right-wing blogs. I think one Fox News host has been critical of Fauci in recent days. But those attacks they're starting to amp up, and it's something to keep an eye on. You saw similar things happening way back in the early days of the administration against Jeff Sessions. Trump, you know, kind of initially would publicly, you know, say that there was no problems between them when there obviously was. And then more and more over time, it would became increasingly more public and hostile. And then as soon as he had the opportunity to fire him and thought he could get away with it, he did. There's no doubt in my mind that Trump would love more than anything to remove anybody who's critical of him and how he is handling anything related to his presidency. So I don't think anybody should be surprised that, you know, we should have some concern about whether or not Trump's impulses can be restrained enough to not take out somebody with such significance and such historical context and historical knowledge about dealing with, you know, the spread of infectious diseases like this from being part of the leadership team and trying to keep the federal government on track in their response.
And then earlier this week, Trump had what they were calling a Fox News town hall, where he sat down for these interviews. First was his coronavirus task force questioned by a Fox News host, and then he sat down and had a one-on-one where he made all sorts of claims. The town hall was hosted by Bill Hemmer and Harris Faulkner, who are part of the news division. I suppose they were seen as less controversial than, say, Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham. But even during that, you know, town hall, as they were calling it, Trump made some very, very serious false claims, and the hosts did not push back at all, right? Including being able to restart the economy by Easter, and the fact that we don't shut down the economy for the regular flu, which kills tens of thousands of people, implying that if we were to, you know, go about as business as usual, the deaths would be worth it.
Right. Right. And that is unfortunately a trend that we've seen, not just really on Fox, to be perfectly honest, but mostly on Fox, of course. You know, when he gets to go on and give softball interviews, even if it's the supposed news side anchors that are giving these interviews, I mean, one of the things that you can always tell the Fox lie that there's some sort of divide between their opinion side and their news side is when they is how they handle these types of interviews. So, you know, you're right. Trump went on, had this kind of bizarre town hall that wasn't really a town hall.
There was no audience, and obviously. Yeah.
Right. No audience. No. The audience questions that they had were like kind of a random assortment of supposed like Fox News like medical experts, like Dr. Oz. But anyway, but yeah, he did. He made a series of false claims that didn't get any pushback at all. He actually highlighted a Gateway Pundit blog post to attack Governor Cuomo of New York by claiming that he had rejected buying 16,000 ventilators in 2015, and somehow because of this, which was a false claim in the first place, you know, he's responsible for the shortage of ventilators in the state. Now, Trump was obviously upset with Cuomo for being critical of him and the federal government only sending 400 ventilators at that point when the state had requested about 30,000, I believe. That's, you know, he compared automobile death rates, the annual death rates from late traffic and accidents, to this, saying that we don't take people out of cars and tell car manufacturers to stop making up. Dr. Fauci himself has repeatedly said that that type of a comparison is a false equivalence, and that there's no way to compare those two things. We don't know enough about the spread of this virus. We don't know enough about, you know, how many people it could kill. And the fact is, they seem to be pretty much starting to settle around this idea that, you know what, I don't like where my stock portfolio is right now, so I don't really care how many people die as long as I have more money in my pocket. And we're seeing that talking point really take off in the right, and it's very concerning.
That it's basically worth it if we're going to lose a bunch of American seniors, which is itself a falsity, because it's not as if it's just seniors who are dying. There's plenty of younger folks dying too, and that it's that their lives are worth whatever benefit they could provide to the economy by restarting. Just shocking.
Right. It's just shocking.
This is supposedly, you know, a largely pro-life group, by the way, right? So-called pro-life,
right,
the anti-abortionists.
Exactly. Yeah, that really, you know, it's a real tell. I'm also old enough to remember when they used to attack Democrats and Obama over supposedly creating death panels, just, you know, in the course of passing the Affordable Care Act. And now here we are, you know, with like lieutenant governors of Texas going on Fox News and saying, you know what, I think grandma would be fine with sacrificing herself for the good of the economy. I mean, it's absolutely jaw-dropping what is happening and how irresponsible and how dangerous and how reckless the right-wing media has been, and how much that influences our president and this administration.
What about the racism coming from the president in his repeated references of the coronavirus as the Chinese virus? Did that come from Fox News? And has Trump or Fox News, as far as you can tell, toned that down in recent days after strong pushback?
So it's hard to say if it's where it originated, if it originated with Fox or if it originated elsewhere. We know that they were an early embracer of this term, and they, you know, repeatedly have used some sort of racist version of to describe COVID-19, like the Chinese virus is one, but they've used the Wuhan virus, the Wuhan flu, even though it's not a flu, you name it. So they've, since January, the end of January, they have used some sort of racist, the Fox News guests or hosts have used a racist term to describe the COVID-19 over 140 times. Which is quite significant. And the person who pushed it the most on Fox News is Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, of course, we know has influence over the president, and was getting credit not that long ago for supposedly getting Trump to take the virus more seriously than he had been. So once again, it's a kind of a chicken or egg argument, you know, who did it first, Fox or Trump at this point. But it's certainly the racism surrounding the coverage is really like Fox is really going all in on it. And it, once again, is something that has dangerous real world consequences. You know, attacks against, you know, anti-Asian American attacks are on the rise. There's been report after report about people who are getting assaulted, who are getting slurs yelled at them, you know, et cetera. And once again, we have a right-wing media infrastructure and a president who is fanning the flames of that rather than trying to tamp it down and behave like responsible citizens.
What needs to happen right now, Julie? I mean, the work that you do with Media Matters for America is so critical at this time to call out Fox News, to call out this misinformation. It seems as though for the good of the country, Fox News needs to be held accountable some way. It just doesn't seem to be enough to simply call them out. They just continue in ways that are literally risking people's lives to spew out hate and lies.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why we've tried to branch out and do more to put pressure on Fox's parent company to take action. We, for years, have been, you know, at the forefront of putting on advertiser pressure on, you know, people who advertise on Fox News. We have an advertiser education initiative in which we, you know, flag and call out like what these companies are financially supporting by putting their ads on Fox. That has had an impact, but unfortunately, we still have to look for other ways. So another initiative that we have launched is it's called Unfox My Cable Box. And what it is it's targeting subscriber or carriage fees that the network gets paid through cable providers and satellite providers. What people may not realize is that if they have cable or satellite, they're paying for Fox, regardless of whether or not they watch the network or support it. And Fox gets much higher fees than any other cable provider, like
really
numerous times more. Yes. And so what we're trying to do and what we're asking people to do is to try to contact their cable providers in these critical periods where they're negotiating these carriage fees and tell them, you know, we don't want to be funding this anymore. And unless you like take this off my bill, you know, I'm going to go to a streaming service because I don't want my money going towards funding, you know, the dangerous misinformation, the harmful racism, and just outright propaganda that is destroying this country that is being led by this network. So one thing that people can do is if they wanted to, we have a website, it's called unfoxmycablebox.com. You know, we're trying to put some pressure, some financial pressure on them to hopefully force some change. And so I would, you know, love it if people wanted to sign up and, you know, get on board and help us with that as well.
We'll post a link to that from our website later today, unfoxmycablebox.com. And then Media Matters' own website is?
MediaMatters.org.
Julie, thank you so much for what you do and for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, as always, for having us.
My guest has been Julie Milliken, Vice President of Media Matters for America. We've been discussing Fox News' coverage of the coronavirus. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.